Cha-ching! That's the sound of a new sale when you use Shopify, the all-in-one e-commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Covering all your sales channels, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com.au/dill to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/dyl, all lowercase. Hey guys, Dill here. Some things in life just do not make sense. Like 200 Plus coming back for a third season. I genuinely cannot believe this show got greenlit. Look, they're good guys all together, but as a podcast, this one is hard to listen to. It's like a cockroach. You just cannot kill it. Nick Butler, Sam Draper are back this year. Charlie Chom Combin, my favourite, has got the call up to the ones. And Max Lynch is a regular as well, just to make things a little weirder. If I'm being completely honest, sometimes this show is pretty funny. And don't be fooled, it's not just for the big boys and girls. Anyone who loves community footy culture will get something out of this pod. Give it a listen, or don't. It's verbatim. If it's on this show, it's verbatim.
That's it.
Just grab Nick's left leg. I'll grab his right leg. Let's pull him out of Clarko's ass.
Got the potential to be a star, mate.
Oh, you've gone star.
Do you reckon he's taken 10 plus marks?
Oh, I reckon he has.
Say prelim, I start feeling
something. Have you played in many prelims?
No, I haven't.
It's not Hodgy and Ruff.
It's not Hodgy and Ruff. Like, it's not.
It's definitely not Hodgy and Ruff. No.
Who are they?
Lids is actually, as we speak,
wheels up.
Doing a couple of monos down the Dalesford Hill.
Yes, welcome back to Footy and Friends. Brett DeLidio, how are you, my friend?
Oh, DB.
Baby-faced, skin is clear, looking good as per. I reckon he's had a big off-season. We know he's had a big off-season. We'll touch on that in a minute. But how are you, Brettles?
Oh, well, I'm refreshed from the weekend, but I'm pissed off at this time we're starting, boys. Yeah. I'll have to start off there. No. I'm a bit disappointed at that.
The 5 p.m. start? Not a fan?
No, I'm not, because I think we bow down to the AFL a little bit too much every now and again. I'm looking at you, Michael.
We might be able to workshop the start time.
We've got a workshop. Now, just remember, we are on a podcast here. We've got to give context to what we're talking about. Yeah. Mick's back at AFL land. We know that. Brettles is doing his thing. He's got family time. We've got Puma and Kangaroos t-shirt on. I think that's what he's trying to show you. But you're at AFL land. Brettles, you're taking over the management game.
Yep.
You're still doing the trails, all those bits and pieces.
Still doing the trails and a great weekend, boys.
We'll talk about, and I've been busy as ever.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of things in the off season that have been funny, because we've got the group chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of the time, 5 p.m. start, you weren't happy about it, but you're obviously, you're a good teamman.
Team person.
He's the only bloke with kids, Brett.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I've got three of them.
Yeah, he's got three. We've got kids.
We have kids too.
We've got kid.
He's family time though. He loves his family time. So we do apologise. We'll get home before bath time next time.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We'll see. Yeah.
Well, but mate, hang on. He's disappointed about the start time today. Because he's got AFL nines.
He's got AFL nines tonight, Brettles. Talk us through AFL nines.
People recognise you when you play them.
Of course they do.
Michael. That is a stupid
Brett DeLidio, mate.
Well, I'll tell you one place I didn't get recognised. I went to Taylor Swift last night. Didn't have tickets, but stood on the outside.
Oh, Taylor Gatton.
One person.
Can you imagine this? Brett DeLidio, one of the best players that's ever played at the MCG, wasn't inside the MCG last night. He's on the outside for Taylor Swift.
I haven't seen this photo, right, but there's a photo of, I heard this today, Nick Dacos took a selfie or something of him at Taylor Swift, and in the background, Tom Hawkins is double parked with like a couple of cans.
Got you.
Now, I think that's fact. If it's not, we can cut it, but anyway.
It's verbatim. If it's on this show, it's verbatim.
That's it.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite words this year, verbatim.
Okay.
Brettles.
Yeah, mate.
Are you well?
I'm terrific.
Now, before we get into some footy, which we always love our footy chat, don't we, Mick?
We do. It's
and you're actually in the thick of it.
He's in the industry.
Yeah, you're back in the industry. Nowadays. It's actually pretty incredible. We've got someone that's in the industry.
Yeah. We're not muzzled, hopefully.
No. We will find that out.
Shoot from the hip.
I actually had to chat to the Stacey at Stacey Oakes from North Melbourne, formerly Geelong.
Yeah.
Absolute, you know, gun at what she does. She's one of the best in the, I'd say the best.
Yeah,
nearly the
best
in the industry. Alison Zell, obviously, up there as well from the Giants.
Yeah.
And I did ask her about, you know, you coming on the show because obviously you're there.
And you said, no worries.
Wait, she said, I'd get back to you. She hasn't got back to me yet. So I'm assuming that the first episode, this one's okay. But, you know, it was quite funny. He passed me on to Stacey, who's head of, what's she, head of media?
Yeah. Oh, not head of media, but in the media department.
She will be.
Yep.
She will be very soon. He thinks he's fucking Clarko, this bloke. Like, the way he's going around goes, can you just speak to my media manager to go on the show? I was like, yeah. Anyway, he's here. So,
I'll be here.
Have you been given a talking to, or do you haven't checked it off?
No,
just...
I've had a couple of discussions, and we're building the brand of the Ruse, aren't we?
So we are building the brand, and we will talk about the Ruse very much this year because we are on them hard. But he hasn't stopped his other little side gigs.
Did you turn on KO Sports
on the weekend and seen the thirds playing down there at Gatesy? The best thing I've seen is Mick Barlow trying to bloody announce the names of some fourth division players. I'll tell you what, he probably knew most of them because half of them were VFL players out there. I'd never seen anything. I saw a bloke run around go, that's not Angus Brayshaw. It's some ringing that had bloody 10 on his back.
And Melbourne, so what they did for the last three periods.
I only watched that, by the way. I only saw that. I was like, what the fuck's going on here?
It was challenging, to be honest, the last 20 minutes, the last three periods. Because Melbourne had played the Casey players and they'd given them the AFL numbers and they actually hadn't sent up, like at least Richmond had sent up.
They had the few 90s and 60s up, and 70s, didn't they?
The players that are playing, the VFL, here's what their names are and the numbers. Yeah. Melbourne, we only had the names.
You were just going verbatim.
Brayshaw. What? Langdon was back out there in the short sleeves.
Langdon was back out there in the shorts. Yeah, it was a tough watch and a tough listen.
Tough listen.
Bit like this. Anyway, so you haven't stopped any cashies, which is great. And I'll have to let Stacey know about that.
I'm copying a bit of grief for all
that's
of that.
That's fine. But... And we love the Kangaroos. So we'll talk about number one ticket holders next year. I'm in a discussion at the moment with Clarko and Todd Viney and the rest of the group. So that'll be good. Now, speaking of extracurricular activities.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
There's been some very busy work of our friend Brittles on social media over the break.
Oh, dear. What am I doing now?
Not only is he one of the league's best managers, he's a past great of the game. He has found his way into some content creation
and social media influencing. I'm going to have to go to my notes.
Now, I think he's joined...
It's been a plug-a-thon over the break.
I think he joined a cookie company, Brett, was it? Was it a cookie company over the break? Did you get equity in that cookie company?
Specifically around the time of Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's very good. The Valentine's Day cookies, yes.
That's the only time I've bought... I didn't even buy it. The only time I've got my wife something for Valentine's Day. I don't believe in the made-up day, so... Yeah. There's your treat.
Your social media could have argued otherwise.
And there's another one, Mick, that's actually really popped up. It's actually some sponsored ads at the moment.
Yeah.
You may have seen Brett.
I haven't seen it. Give me a look.
Oh, I'll give you a look. It's actually head to toe in the household brand Pearl, which I've seen. Just modelling some crew neck tees for $99. So,
they are good. Give me another one.
You want some Pearlers?
Yeah.
Some Pearlers. I'll tell you what, boys. Treat yourselves because they are comfy tees.
They are. Crew and they're necks. Very...
Well, they're fitted. They're
fitted.
They work on the pecs.
Yeah, so I need some of those.
Yeah, they're good.
So I'm going to get myself some Pearlers. Shop today, fast and free shipping. Get 40% off with Brett DeLidio. Crew neck tees for only $99.
Yeah, there you go.
And it says Brett DeLidio, former Richmond Tigers, just down the bottom.
Not GWS?
No.
Just missed that bit.
Yeah. So you've been busy.
No, mate, that was in footy time. It just come up late on your Facebook.
No, you should check into that and make sure that the contract's still valid.
No, it was a one-off payment.
Okay.
And some tees, which is good. Yeah. Tees are comfy. I wear them to work.
That's fantastic.
Mm. That is great.
Good stuff. Quickly as well, Brett, in all seriousness, signing with Tongala this year. I'm excited to come down and see you.
Yep. Yeah, playing. My brother-in-law's a coach up there. So
Tony.
And Dad's sitting on the bench calling all the shots. So me and Bill, who's my brother-in-law and my brother, we never played together. So we're going to get there and play a couple of games and have a bit of fun. Which
it's great that you're just committing to the community and you're doing it out of the nostalgia of playing with the family.
And that's what it is. Yeah.
They'll cover petrol, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
On the way up?
Probably. I hope so. I'm taking the girls up and everything.
They're getting paid as well.
Funnily enough, have you heard?
All the girls are getting...
His name's Bill. Have you put that together? Brother-in-law. Bill. Yeah,
that's right. Big Billy Barnes.
But it's just, did you get the...
Yeah, I get it. So that's where Harley Reid's from, number one pick from last year.
Yes.
So there's a statue
they
of him.
They play in the what league, Dylan?
They play in the Upperton Murray.
No.
Okay. Golden Valley?
No.
Murray. Murray Bush Rangers. Yeah. Yep.
No, Murray League.
Not the Murray Bush Rangers.
Mick, as we said, you've been busy, mate.
Yeah.
North. You've been doing a bit of David Goggins sort of work, 3:30 runs in the morning. Why
are you doing that?
What's going on?
To get the exercise in now.
It's hard, isn't it?
You have to get up early.
Yeah.
So Riley likes to go to the gym as well. So she goes at 5:30. So I'm up at 4:30 running and then get home and Riley go to the gym. But there's a guy that lives around me that is a 3:30 a.m. runner. He runs at 3:30 a.m. And he does
Idiot.
a Strava log every day.
Can't be good for you.
And I admire it. I admire the content he produces.
Times you go to bed 4:30 in the afternoon.
But anyway, he found me. He found me on Strava and figured out I was running similar routes. And I was getting up,
a couple times.
I was getting up earlier and earlier. And I'm a guy that can't say no, so he hit me up for a 3:30 run. So up I got. First time I met him. So
how was that? Did you have a good chat?
Met at 3:30 in the morning. Went for a 12K.
Did you brush your teeth before it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been hard to find each other at that time. There wouldn't be too many confusion of people.
Past
you
came.
Can't wait, you Mick. Yep.
You got another one since? Or?
Did one of those handshakes on the way as we started. You know that floppy handshake? Yeah. It's like, oh, we didn't quite get it.
Yeah, I don't like those. I don't like those at all.
Bad start, but good run. Got home, had a cold shower, back to bed.
Wow. Good on you, Mick.
What's
that's
the science,
impressive.
Where's the stats in that? Like, why?
Well.
What's the benefits?
Do things to challenge you, mate. And when
you're working I get that. Yeah.
When you're working with young men, you need to set examples.
You've got to get it in. I know, I'm a morning person. You've got to get it in the morning. If you don't get it in,
Brett, I seem to think when I was back playing, when we were back all in the system, like, the coaches, all they do is just sit in the gym and do fuck all. So,
You got heaps of time.
You got heaps of time.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. We have a good crew there at North, coaching
crew. Who's your best mate? Who'd you say your best mate is?
I wouldn't single at all then.
No. Say your best coaching mate.
Obviously Clarko. if my fellow colleagues and coaches are listening, they would
Brady's not a coach.
Remember Tom Lynch, Adelaide?
Chompers.
Outlets? Chompers.
Hasn't he got real big teeth and a big smile?
That one. Yeah, he smiles. Big smile on.
Nothing wrong with smiling, Brett.
So he coaches the VFL there, does Tommy, and he's... He did, you know, when someone does something or looks pretty much the same every day, walks into work, and I copped a lot of grief last Friday. I walked into work and I had a hat on, and it was a corded hat. It was a bit of a risk. You know, when you take a bit of a risk, go to work and you wear something a bit different. Brett pulls everything off.
Yeah, he looks good in
the corded hat. I think I look pretty good. Walk in, and everyone just dished out shit all day.
Yeah, we like
because it had the
was it the kangaroo?
They argued that I half looked like Mario or Luigi.
Oh, it was a bit of air in there, was it? It wasn't sort of fitting. It's because you've got the new head of hair. Yeah, it's fluffy.
Fluffing it up. Just,
Can I just say your hair looks fantastic?
Yeah, feeling good.
I'd love to get on that.
Yeah,
Mosh. I don't know, mate. I've told you my story about Mosh. Yeah, I tried to get it, and they said, you're not losing your hair. You just have a massive forehead. It's like the worst of both worlds.
So anyway, I wore the corded hat, cop shit all day, got called Mario.
Yeah.
But then Lynchy, bless his cotton socks, speaking of socks, he walked in today and he was wearing white socks a grey shoe, and it just looked horrible.
Yeah.
So the attention quickly shifted.
Do the boys just target you, do they? They get you? Or is it the coaches?
No, more coaches. We can kind of go at each other.
Yeah, right.
Playing group's pretty cool.
It's pretty funny, like, as a coach, you know, like when... you know, like back, you can't do this, but I remember thinking you'd like have a go at a coach, and then the coach would be like, you're not playing, mate. You're not playing this year, mate.
Yeah.
What'd you say, mate? Stick on the bench.
Nah, just shut the fuck up.
What about Jed, mate? How's Jed?
Jed's good.
What's his nickname?
Jed.
Who are we talking about? Jed Adcock.
Plus yeah, penis.
Could do a bit with the name.
It would help the community out there to let us know who's Jed.
Clarko is a nickname giver.
Yeah.
So he's Trigger. And I don't have a story for it because we don't really know why he's Trigger.
Should ask him.
Yeah, might get to it.
Well, what's yours?
I haven't got one yet.
Okay.
Mario.
big fucking nickname guy, isn't he? He doesn't have one. Big nickname guy, that's for sure. How good's
Mario
that?
Maybe I'm down the pecking order.
Last but not least, before we get into it, I've been very intrigued to know this and I wanted to wait till we get on the pod to ask, but the Werribee Mobile. What happened with that?
Yeah.
What was it? How was it giving the keys?
You're excited, aren't you?
Giving the keys.
Look at the smiles on the faces in this room about the Werribee Mobile.
So for those who don't know, Mick used to drive a car that was it was just painted in the Werribee Tigers, Yarram Black.
You guys used to laugh at me behind my back.
Oh yeah, not even behind
the
your back.
Squad.
just a car that just had Werribee Tigers everywhere on it, and
paw prints up there.
Yeah, where did that go? What happened with it?
Well, it's part of the contract. He's a coach at the football club.
Yeah. Who is the next coach of Werribee now?
Jimmy Allen, his name is.
Oh, Jimmy. Yeah. I remember him. He played at Geelong. He's on Geelong's list and then went over to Adelaide.
So I caught up with him last week and a bit of nostalgia. The car.
Just say, hey, don't put it straight into drive. Sometimes shimmy it a little bit. The keys get a little bit clunky. Did you have to give him a couple of... You remember in Starsky and Hutch at the end? He gives the car over?
I'll have to watch it.
I wasn't jumping on that ship with you, mate. Sorry.
It was actually, if you've seen the movie, it's quite funny, bro. But you know, at the end when he gives him the car and he's like, yeah, it's all right, mate. He goes, the keys, you know, you gotta
give it to Jimmy.
Anyway, Jimmy Allen. So it must be a bit, in all seriousness, it's a bit of a big job for him to take over.
Fill big shoes to fill.
Head coaching roles, big gigs.
Yeah.
No, he'll do well.
Congrats to him.
Doing well already.
All right, let's get into it. I thought we'd go through six teams, 6, 12, 18, like extra episodes before the season starts. Let's fire through.
Yeah.
North Melbourne. Thought we'd start off here, having the head coach in.
No comment.
Where are they going to finish, mate?
What
excites you the most? I know what I'm excited for.
Let's be positive about it.
Well, at the moment, alphabetically on the ladder, North Melbourne are 12th.
Yeah, I actually have here, where do they finish? I have 11th. I reckon it's a good 11. Mm. I reckon they'll show a lot this year.
I got lower than that.
No, I don't. And I'm going to be a member this year. I'm going to sign up.
You've said that a lot, and we're waiting for the call.
I'm going to sign up.
Did you sign up as a Werribee member last year?
I think I did. I've actually signed up as a Gold Coast member as well. Nick Holman calls me every fucking year. And he always calls me, and I think they're filming at the time that he calls, so I can't actually say no.
Because they do the
Nick's from?
They do the ring.
He's from Kybrum.
He is.
Your hometown.
Yeah. Mighty Kai boy.
Great man. So I'm signed up there. Giants, Blues, Werribee.
Anyway, you've got them finishing 11th.
Yeah, 11th.
I love this.
I want to know the teams that are underneath the Roos.
I haven't got that far.
Yeah.
I haven't got that far.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think they're going to be good. I'm not just saying that. I'm on the wagon this shit. Look, and I'm saying this as nice as possible, but they probably couldn't. They can't go backwards this year. It's all up.
Well, they
it's all up from here.
Second last year. No, last.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You got Mick in second there. Last. You got Zach Fisher, Dylan Stevens, who I think's
so
going
I think
to be.
That, I think that's and speaking the
role
club
players.
Line. Are you ready for the club line?
Yeah.
No.
Dylan Stevens. He's got the potential to be a star, mate.
I think there's some. You've gone star. And that's no dig at Dylan, because we're all about Dylan. But
he was picked fucking six in the draft. He was picked like three or four.
He's top four or five. But he's been great. He'll
work hard, mate. He'll run the wings for you all day.
They're the types of players that have come in and kind of shown a level of improvement. You've been around 4 or 5 years, AFL land. It's kind of moving time. Yep. So I think you've got a segment in today about guys that we might see kind of pop.
Yeah.
So Dylan, absolutely.
Well, he's mine.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Charlie Lazaro is a player in around that mix, 4 years in. Kind of go time. He's been, pretty good across
small
the
forward type, isn't he?
Well, a bit of mid, a bit of forward.
Who did he first? He's going to the midfield.
You got an early crow for the rising star.
You go down and watch any match play, and he's kind of in the set of outs.
So would you say that's a bit of Death Valley type high half forward? Is it? Is that where we put him?
More if you
say 5'6".
Centre square bounce, you're
Okay. That's a mid, definitely. That's cool. I've seen him play. He's actually very good. I'm looking forward to him. You got one, Brittle?
In terms of someone who's going to bounce.
Yeah, who you like.
What's the name of the segment? We should workshop this.
We had it, didn't we? We had...
Remember the name.
Remember the name.
I feel like we might have stolen that from somewhere, so maybe we don't go with
Remember the player. Whatever the name is. Who cares about the name? Who's the player?
Oh, good segment.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know whether from what I hear, and I know this kid, obviously we look after him, but I think Will Dawson's doing some good stuff down there.
Okay.
Big key back who's like 20, 203, somewhere 204 maybe.
Oh, but nickname? Speaking of
Shotgun.
Nickname, Shotgun.
Yeah.
That's a good nickname.
That's a Clarko nickname.
That's a good one.
Country boy, Merbu North, Shotgun. Loves to hunt, but just a competitor.
Makes sense there with the nickname.
Yeah, he's a good
Shotgun,
kid.
Hunt.
Really good kid. So I don't know whether he might get a chance maybe later in the year, I don't know, but... Mate, they're going to be blooding a lot of kids this year, so I'm excited for that. But I do know also that the big bull, one of our favourites on here, is he's fighting fit and he's ready to launch this year.
Yeah, we've heard that. Out of contract,
Out of contract.
Jeez.
But,
you want to sell him up, Mick?
Played 36 holes on the weekend just to get the recovery in the legs.
Oh, good on him. 36, that's good for the legs.
Is that a clip? Well, is that a clip or is that a warning shot?
In a cart for 18, I was told.
Yeah, okay.
Going very well. And speaks glowingly of our man.
He's one of the best managers in the business.
He's the best manager in the business.
Oh, I reckon he could have equity in North Melbourne after this year if Brettles has got the contract.
Well, we're going to workshop with Mick about negotiating for him too. Yeah. So, we haven't.
I appreciate it.
Get Mick in there. One more on North, in all seriousness. A fan favourite and a friendly face of Clubby Sports are Charlie Comben.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously had the year off last year with the broken.
Has he been going
fear.
Down back or
Mate,
is he going back forward?
Going well. Behind the ball.
Behind the ball. He's playing a bit of that sort of...
Just run and jump and see the ball. And...
Well, look, if you're a fan of North Melbourne social media, which I am, he took about 15 uncontested marks the other day.
Took a few intercepts in a match play a couple of weeks ago. We're playing on Wednesday and we haven't actually finalised what the squad looks like, but...
Down at Collingwood?
I'm going to come back.
Yeah, Collingwood. I might come.
Yeah. I'm actually calling it for KO.
Shut up.
Whilst running the bench. No.
Wow. That's a surprise.
He's going really well. And touch wood for him. I think he's only played 18 games in 4 years, like availability.
No, he's I actually really rate Chom. I hope he has a good crack at it this year. And from all reports, apparently Clarko loves him. So you'd know that better than anyone, Mick. But I know we can't, you know, we've got to keep some things close to our chest.
Burns.
Another little couple here on...
Shoelaces. I got it from a former mentor of mine.
What was that? Shoelaces. You're that far up his own ass. That's all we can see you hanging out of it.
I like that. It's very good.
It was a good one the other day. Actually, we got told this one. Again, coaches taking the piss out of each other. I said something in a meeting in a coaches group. I think it was fluffing up Clarko on what he's doing. And Lindsay walks out and goes, Patch, one of our other coaches, Patch, can you just grab Mick's left leg? I'll grab his right leg. We'll pull him out of Clarko's ass.
You can't
what did
do
you
anything.
Say? Yeah, you can't. You can't.
I was like, what am I going to say?
Anyway, it's very good. Very important stuff here too, boys. I like to go through the number changes. So there's just a couple that are jumping out.
Oh, yeah.
Hugh Greenwood's gone to the number one, which what was he last year?
He was 18. Sentimental towards his mother.
Yeah. Beautiful. I love the number one on him because I think that it, I don't know, just aesthetically looks good on him.
One can't look good pat on anyone really, but.
Well, you'd be surprised. Zaim Dersma in the seven. Couldn't have picked a better seven, I don't think. Oh, I would have loved actually Wardlaw in the seven and Dersma in the six, but I'm very happy with Dersma. I think he's going to be
Wardlaw does look like a seven, I reckon.
What we like to call us, like we were.
Because we like.
We like to call him a star.
Yeah, he's got every potential to be the NAB rising star this year.
Dersma?
No, I'm talking about McGurcher. Wardlaw.
Oh, Wardlaw. Well, I'm talking a few of them. Because Colin McKercher's gone 10.
What about if we do this? I don't think we're doing this, but rising star nominations or who's going to
win? We'll do that.
And we go, Brett goes, yep, this guy. I go, this guy. And you go, well, I've got a few.
Yeah, we'll be doing that in the next couple of episodes. Oh, okay. We've got a lot to get to. Right. Colin McKercher, though, as well, I've heard. There's
flying.
Some, yeah.
Yeah. I've also heard that.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're in the four corners of there, but talk us through McKercher. Is he as impressive as
running between corners.
Sorry.
I'm running between the corners.
I know you are. Is he a good player?
Yeah, goes well. Okay. Goes well. He's smooth. Like his ability to kick the ball and like just, you know, left footers always look like they're better kicks.
Yes.
But he's got an added layer to that, I think.
Yeah, okay.
And in time and space, like lights out with ball in
the hand. People used to think I was a left footer.
No, they didn't.
Sometimes.
You had all brand new boots on for you.
Sometimes they used to think I did. McKercher's I'm really excited to see him. He's got some very straight hair as well. Have you seen that?
Yeah, if you cut it real short, you look like Charlie Bailey Gates off Me, Myself, and Irene. If you went real short.
I think he's, I don't know what that means, but I think he's got. He's
don't
got
know Charlie Bailey
Gates. Really, no.
Go back and watch.
Yeah, I will.
It's the old regimented army dude.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Yes, I know.
I think you should get that.
I like McKercher, though. It's going to be good. I'm really excited for two other players, Dylan Stevens and Zach Fisher, too, just because, you know, Fish is close to mate of mine. I think he's going to be really cool. Hey, Toby Pink, he's come from. Back to...
He's another Max Sports boy.
Is
big,
he?
Big Pinky.
Pinky was at the Swans. And then he went back to Adelaide. And now he's back again. Yeah, good on him. I think I kicked six on him at the Kneeful. But he's probably learned from that and he's back on the list. So.
Kicked six on him.
Yeah.
As 193, 94 centimetre. Oh, he was around. Back. He's played on a little midget.
He was around the mark.
It was an interesting matchup.
He was in the D50.
He was around the D50 and it was four. Okay, so there's a bit of mayo in that story. Anyway, Brisbane. I don't have much on them, but I saw their training jumpers the other week were elite. Did you see them?
No, okay. I didn't.
No, they were really good. So they had the Fitzroy.
Fitzroy Bears.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Sorry. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Breakout player.
Well, I've got a... Can I have a couple here?
Sure,
it was one of our boys who got drafted up there, D-Last Hellboy, Lukey Lloyd. Yeah, okay. I'm really excited to see...
I was actually scratching my mouth as to who that was.
For those who have never heard that name before, give us a...
Pardon?
For those who have never heard that name before.
Lukey Lloyd.
Yeah.
So Mick and I coached him at D-Lus. Mick, I was the assistant to the genius.
Yes.
And Lloyd, he kicked 19 goals in a game last year.
And he's gone up there.
And then got drafted to the Lions.
From D-La.
Do you know?
And Sandy and Dragons, yeah.
Brett was coaching here before. Lloyd was only okay. Yeah. And then Brett left and Lloyd exploded.
Yeah.
And kicked 19.
Yeah, when you've got the two greats there, imagine if I was coaching the third year. Fuck.
Well, you could have, but
Dick Domi Tyson's taken Stiffy. Over this year, I think. But I've got a couple other boys, Kyle Lohman, Harry Sharp. I reckon they're ready to... Kyle Lohman's sort of been scratching around a little bit on
Kyle
the outside.
Kyle Lohman is mine.
Oh, okay. Well, you tell us about him.
I just like him. He's number one too, isn't he?
I think so.
So I like him. I think he's quite funny. He's been doing a bit of the comedy stuff up there on the Instagram accounts, but I think he's a good player. I actually know my friend M. Macy, who is a massive, massive Lion supporter. She's absolutely diehard. And she speaks glowingly of Kyle Lohman. So okay. There you go.
And Harry Sharp won the 2K time trial a couple of years ago. So super fit kid, can run the wings all day. But a couple of years in now, I reckon he's ready to maybe cement his spot.
I know this kid's a star already, but Jasper Fletcher.
Star. Yeah. Stop throwing star out. Yeah. Sorry, mate, he's a second year player.
He's a star,
Christ,
mate.
You put
he's
some heat on these kids.
He's going to be a star.
You death rider.
He's is Ashcroft back round one?
No.
No.
Don't think so.
Yeah. Didn't think so.
Yeah. I'll go Logan Morris, who again,
Western Jets.
Yep. Played a game down there for the Werribee Tigers last year. Went about 30, picked 30, kicked 5 in the amateur club. So good kind of hybrid forward, third or fourth forward.
192, 93 centimetre, didn't he? Good hope ahead.
I kicked 6 on Toby Pink in the knee.
Yeah.
I reckon it was four, and it wasn't on Toby Pink.
I reckon the Lions should nearly win it this year.
I've actually got them sliding out of the 8, Brett. I've got them sliding out of the 8. I reckon they're
done.
And
North finishing 11th and the Lions sliding out of the 8. Wow. Yeah. Tune in.
You're a hard hitter this year.
I reckon fuck them. They're done.
Yeah. Cut that up.
They're done, mate.
Well, I can't wait
I'd say nearly start.
Why is that?
Just think they've had their chances. They've had their chances.
But they're not old. Who's their old players?
Wouldn't they get better? Like they've got.
They're going to get better.
They've got Ashcroft will come back in the side. Doudet will become
potentially
a key back and add a bit of depth. Yeah, Jasper Fletcher is going to be a star. A
couple of good Neefels players there. That's good.
This is great stuff. No. You're definitely going to cut all this out.
I actually am joking there. I actually love those players.
No,
listen. I'm not joking about them sliding. I'm saying those players are very good. I'm joking about them. I'm not joking about where they're going to finish. I just don't think it's going to gel this year. All just right. got a feeling.
All right, sweet. Well, you might be right.
I'd have them up and around the mark again.
Yeah.
But where they grand finalists, they'll be top four.
Yeah, they should have won the granny. I will say our mate, number 33, Zach Bailey, fucking hell.
How good was his
granny? It doesn't really get spoken about, and we talk about irrelevant things that don't matter because you didn't win, but hands down, that'd have to be one of the best games a player's played that's lost in a granny, don't you think?
Best half.
I know Nathan Buckley.
His first half was really, really good, I think.
What about that goal, though?
Well, a couple of his goals were brilliant.
The one where he...
did the smother and then the drop punt from the boundary.
Unbelievable.
Mate, yeah. He's got a really good summer too, which is good. So,
in saying that, maybe they won't come up a bit higher.
Yeah, just sneak into the 8.
Yep. A bit weird with Doday. He's gone in the Ackermanus 12.
You don't rate it?
Rattles me a little bit. Just because he's
a key position player. Finished in what?
I'd rather him...
He went to the Dogs.
No, I know. But I think
he went 21.
I reckon he... Dogs. Doday should have been maybe a...
You've gone with 3 different names.
Yeah, what's his name again?
Doday. Doday. He should have been the 9-name. Anyway. Love this guy as well. His name's Bruce Revel.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brucey. Mm. Looks,
don't know a lot about Bruce.
No, looks a sort,
though. He got drafted from their VFL.
Did he? So he's a Brisbane boy.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, mature age.
Yeah, we love that. If you're looking for some extra cha-ching in your life, try Shopify, the e-commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses. Shopify can give you complete control over your business and brand, letting you manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere in the world. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com.au/deal to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/DYL, all lowercase. G'day guys, Dill here. This should not come as a surprise to anyone given he's one of the biggest and best sports broadcasts in Australia, but Brian Taylor's podcast, Life of Brian, is absolutely flying at the moment. Recently, he's had on James Brayshaw, Tony Jones, his nephew and Sydney midfielder James Rowbottom, and even horse teeth Tommy Sheridan. Life of Brian is not just about the guests. It also provides a great insight behind the scenes of the football media and BT's life away from the mic. He's a very, very quirky man. Who would have thought picking up sticks is so important? The show is hosted by his son Harrison, and it's fair to say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree because Harrison gives Brian a run for his money. Life of Brian is a clubby sports podcast, and it should be in your rotation. IllyXX. Blues.
Mm.
They look pretty good.
Well, if I said Lions are top two, I've got the blue bag as top four. I think that's where they have to finish this year.
Stop reading the Herald Sun, Mick. Brett, whatever your name is.
I don't read the Herald Sun. I haven't done for a long time.
What was the article you read? Was it about...
list demographic is perfect.
I'm just saying, you actually come up with opinion yourself.
Where do you have it?
I've got them fifth.
Show us your ladder.
I've actually got him here. Fifth. Look.
Fifth. Oh, I can't read.
Yeah, I've got him fifth.
You're facing a computer.
I think that they've got one more year to build.
Okay.
I just think that...
No, I disagree.
I'll tell you who my premiership player, premiership team is shortly.
Okay, fantastic. Yep. Oh, they're in this mix of who we're talking about this week.
Yeah.
I think they've made a
and
really
good... Carlton or Brisbane.
I'll tell you who was a shrewd pickup. I like the word shrewd.
Fantasia?
Hollands.
Oh, yeah. Mate, Elijah apparently Hollands. He's dominating. I've got, yeah. I've got him and Orazio Fantasia as my ones to watch.
I've got Zachy Williams as my one to watch because he's been out for so long.
You just forget about him, don't you? Like, not, you know, just because he's been out for a while.
Yeah. But he's had a really good summer. So he's fit and raring to go. Him and Sardi off half back, I think, could be really good.
Dock a bit more in the midfield. Do you reckon Fantasia plays?
From all reports, yeah.
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 Because
whose spot would have he taken from last year? Who was small forward mix?
Well, there's Owies and there's Owies, Motlop.
Owies, they love Owies. There's Durden.
Fogarty.
Fogarty, Durden.
Yeah. Fogarty, so, you know, whoever's playing the best, you just rotate them, don't you?
I suppose he's probably got a squad of 44.
Elijah Hollands, though, is the one 44. With, obviously, his brother Ollie Hollands, Elijah Hollands, from Gold Coast. He was pick seven or 10? Yeah,
seven. Seven and with a knee. I
think. Yeah. Yeah.
Give us your breakout player, Dill.
From Blues?
Yeah.
I had Hollands until you said it, but my other one was Fantasia. I think that he can get back to his peak form.
Has he been injured?
I don't know what happened at Port. No idea.
Why didn't he really play?
Not sure.
Do you know, Brett?
Say that again.
He's doing a couple of other things.
Yeah.
He's organising the team for tonight.
Have you got enough? Not got enough players?
No, we don't. We're short.
Right. AFLH.
Yeah.
What was the question?
Fantasia. Why wasn't he playing at Port?
Yeah. Injured.
Was he injured?
Okay.
And he's all good now?
I think, from what I've been told, he's going okay.
They are a bloody good team.
Yeah, I just don't want to overharp them too much.
Overhyping them or overharping?
Overharp. I don't want to bend them over a harp.
I learned so many new phrases when I'm in here. It's amazing.
We just do a mashup to ourselves.
Yeah.
Of Tom Dude and over...
Harp.
Harp.
Hype. Harp.
Fifth for me. But that doesn't mean they can't win the flag. I'm just saying I think it's fifth.
Tougher from fifth.
Fucking possible, mate, isn't it?
Last year.
Oh, it's possible, yeah. You're in the eight. So.
Yeah.
Good team. Mature team. They've got all their stars around. Stars.
I can't wait for the premiership team to come up. Oh, it's
that
be...
right age, demographic. Yeah, they'll be good. They'll be a top four.
One that I am really excited for as well and loving the number allocation to this player too is Ashton Moir.
Moir.
Mm. They reckon... mate, it's hard.
Where's the U in it? M-O-I-R.
It could be a silent fucking O.
You, Ashton Moir.
Moir. Ashton Moir. From Adelaide. 2 years ago, they had him at number one in the draft.
Yeah.
Obviously slid down a little bit, but we know the talent's there, and they've got him at the pick 43 too. Sorry, pick number 43, which myself and Koutafidis.
I think he had bad hips for the whole year. Couldn't get him right.
There you go.
So lost a lot of power.
Get a bit of physio and get a bit of Pilates, and Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
Or Bill's your brother-in-law.
Yeah, but he is.
Yeah.
I should be around the 43.
And he's around the 43. Premiership favourites of mine.
Oh. No, if you say the Swans, I'm going to
Sydney
vomit.
Swans.
Oh.
Is that not yours, Brett? Is it?
I haven't got him in the...
he's got him sliding. 11.
I've got him in the bottom half of the eight. Or potentially just out.
And it's actually not really to do with Adams or Grundy heading there. I think they're going to add strength. Mm. But watching this team last year, I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
I love the Swans. I shouldn't, but I enjoy that.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
They tend to get players up there that go really well.
Yeah.
Like an example, Josh Kennedy went from Hawthorn to Sydney.
Yeah.
I look at one that could follow that path.
James Jordan,
JJ.
I had him as mine as well. Like, good player at Melbourne, serviceable. Mm. But I feel like you go up there and he gets given responsibility.
Go straight in there. They lacked mids last. They were not a great contested ball side last year, were they? And clearance.
I've actually got another one, a bit of a, what you'd nearly say, a bull to get in there.
A bull?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Angus Sheldrick.
Yeah.
Get him in there.
It's been 2 or 3 years in it.
Yeah, get the horns
out. Hasn't quite got a hold of it, but he's from WA, good player.
Mm.
Nice.
What do you reckon?
I haven't got him.
Sliding, do you?
I've got him, towards the back end of the eight, potentially 9th, 10th, 11th.
Where did they finish last year? They finished 8th. 8th and played Carlton.
Yeah.
And nearly rolled him.
Yeah.
Carlton won by 3 points, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. How many clubs is Joel Hamling's at his fourth club?
Third.
Fourth.
Cats.
Geelong.
Cats. Bulldogs.
Fremantle. Bulldogs. Fourth. Sydney.
Good effort.
Yeah.
Journeyman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's three different states, regional, and he's been around.
He's been
He couldn't have stayed in the same house for too long.
No.
bit of Tommy Sheridan about that.
Yeah, there is.
Tomato sauce. I've got something funny about Tommy.
What about the number selection? They didn't. They retired the 23 for Buddy.
They just retired it.
Is that for a year
for
or
for a year? I'm assuming. Yeah.
That's all right.
Indy Kirk.
Yeah.
Brett's son.
Yeah. Wearing that.
31. Taylor Adams in the 3. Brody Grundy in the 4. You know how I feel about Ruckman in number 4.
You'll have to remind
it.
Me.
I don't love it.
Who's the other Ruckman in 4 that you don't like?
Well, Brody was the other one. When is it Collingwood? And
Sean Darcy's in 4.
Sean Darcy's in 4.
Yeah, and Sean Darcy needs to be in a bigger number.
He needs to be in a bigger number. And also, 44 maybe.
Yeah, big Harry
like, yeah, something else. And also, like, Luke Jackson was, he's at 9 at Fremantle now, but he was at 6 at Melbourne. I didn't love that. He can somewhat pull it off because he's athletic. But there's been a few, like Rory Lobb in the 7.
Yeah, don't rate it.
No.
That's fair enough.
Get out, boys. Get out. Get some Jets in there.
you're not Jets if you're in the ruck. You do well, not Ruckman, deserve single
Ruckman,
figures.
Get another one down at bloody.
Maxi Gaunt, he's in 11. So that's as close
11's
as you can
fine.
Come. 11's
that's
as fine.
Close I reckon 11 come. Looks great on the Ruckman. Anyway, Essendon. Yep.
The Bombers.
Yep.
I've got they're going to win the first 4, then lose every game after it.
Like the last few years they've had as well.
Yeah.
And does the streak continue of not winning a final?
Yeah.
Oh, for all my Bombers, mate.
How long is that now?
It's over 6,000 days, isn't it?
Is it the 90s or 2000s?
Yeah, no, I think 2000. It's 90. No, 2000.
They won the 2000 flag.
Yeah.
So they've brought in Gresham.
Yeah, in the 11. Don't like it.
Don't love the 11.
Mackay.
What number is he wearing?
32.
Yeah, 32 because he was 23 at North. So he's gone the...
Nate Caddy looks to be a...
yeah, jack in the box.
Don't say it. He hasn't played a game against Ben. There you go. You said it.
So much weight just been added to his jumper.
Well, he's 32.
Who breaks out? Who remember the name?
What remember the name at... it's an obvious one. Oh, Elijah Sardis. We haven't seen him at full tilt yet.
Oh!
What's the word I'm looking for there?
Tilt. Full tilt.
What is wrong with me? What is actually wrong with me?
I don't 5 o'clock, mate. You can't start at 5.
Nah,
we might start a bit earlier.
I've got Harry Jones as the breakout player.
Harry Jones.
Good one.
He needs to have a big year.
He does. He was looking good about 2 years ago. But
yeah, had a shocking run with injury last year. Ended up with a stress fracture in his back. But now had a flawless preseason, which is, touch wood, everything's going to plan for
Jonesy.
For
they
big
call Jonesy.
I like... And this is a bit of track watching last year. VFL, when Werribee played Essendon VFL, Tex Wanganeen.
Oh, yeah.
Did some stuff.
Gavin's son.
Probably needed a pre-season or ability just to be in the program for a bit longer, figure it all out, but had the tools.
Yeah, okay. He's got the resume, you'd say. Just hasn't handed it in.
Tumbleweeds. Anyway.
Okay, we're fresh off. We haven't had a preseason ourselves here.
That's it,
guys. So please bear with us. Before we get to our, have you got any? Where did they finish? I've got 10th for Essendon.
Bottom half,
yeah,
somewhere.
10th.
Yeah.
Gresham, I think's a star. I think he's a star at his best. At his best, mate. Come on, at his best.
Got to cut up.
You're throwing
his
out
star,
confetti
star
too much.
Well, okay,
I'm going to change. I've got to find another name.
Star.
Goldstein. How old's Goldstein now?
38.
35, I reckon.
35. Yeah. Okay. And Dersma, I think, is a good player.
Solid. Oh,
no. Solid player.
Solid player on the wing.
That's a real slight on him, a blight on him.
No, well, I'm trying not to overuse it. But I think he's a very, very good player and will add to that team. What do they need to do, the Dons, honestly, to get a little bit...
Consistency, I reckon. I reckon that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
What's the position they've been looking for? It's key forward, yeah? It's like...
Well,
had their defence last year.
Pete Wright was pretty good 2 years ago. Won their BNF. So he was a real focal point. But then... He dislocated his shoulder right before round one, so they missed him for the whole first half of the year. Harry Jones hurts his back, and then they're relying on Wiedemann.
You're just taking the piss now, aren't
you? No, actually. I
Jake Stringer was in and out. McDonald, Tip and Woody came in and out, flashing the pan sort of stuff. And then,
so their forward line would be Jones, Pitt-Wright.
Yeah.
It's handy, yeah.
Who's coaching there besides Scott? Who they got? I look at coaching now that I know the depth of some of these coaches.
Well, I think Big Trabby Cloak's gone there in development, so he's teaching the big boys how to.
No, I'm mixed looking at me like me. I'm saying I look at the depth of what North Melbourne have with the greats play, getting them in.
Yeah.
And they need to have some likewise talent there. I'm sure they do, but I just don't know who it is.
James Siracusa, still there?
Gia.
Yeah,
he's
there.
Been
there for a while.
He's a good player. Good coach.
Handsome man.
Oh, one of the most handsome in the game. He's
Brett could comment on that because you're kind of in that category.
Being handsome?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, boys. Gia is a good, very good looking unit. Yeah.
You and Gia strolling into, let's call it one of these hotspots.
Their shoulders would be pinned right back.
Yeah. From you or Gia? Oh. Who's turning more heads?
Yeah, who's turning more heads?
Him with the silver fox, slick back.
But you've got the height and maybe the broader shoulders.
Yeah. It might be depend on how we dress.
Yeah, it depends if you're wearing the tee.
Yeah. If I've got the perler on, he's got the perler voice.
Hang on. I'll let you take the lead because I haven't seen Gia in any perler tees.
No. I haven't seen any sponsored ads or any cookies. I haven't seen Gia putting up any cookies lately.
That it was perler tees.
It was perler. You perler.
Oh, it's good.
Freo.
Mm-hmm. Where have you got him? Bottom half for me.
I got 14th.
Yeah, bottom half.
Yeah, what were they last year? Kind of,
fuck, they were disappointing last year. Is Peter Bell still there? Out of curiosity, because I remember there was a bit of heat on.
Tell
Peter.
You who's
Tinker
already a good player, so he's not the riser. But Jai Miss, in a pretty poor year for Freo. He
kicked a lot of goals.
41.
Yeah, apparently a scratch golfer.
Is he?
Mm.
Kind of looks like he would be.
Yeah,
he's got smooth movely.
Mm. Is Jeremy Sharp, did he go from Suns. Gold Coast? Yeah, that's it.
He tried to do it the year before, I reckon.
And is he from WA, is he?
Yeah.
So was that a good trade for them? Like, was that a
bad trade? They gave up not much for
free agent,
okay, yeah. So he's coming and got the 14. That's concerning for the club.
So, Jai Miss, you're saying he's already a very good player, but he's not going
to... I would think to pinch a word.
He's a potential star, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, okay, what you two can throw around
because you see how cautiously we treated the deal? Like, we were just really...
He's kicked 40 last
year. We just be like, start!
And he's their number one forward now.
Yeah.
Matt Tabernot's been around forever.
Oh, Matt Tabernot.
Has had a good preseason. So
yeah, fuck, every year he had a good preseason. Jesus Christ.
He's been,
I hear about you and Tommy talk about Tabsy, like he's fucking Wayne Gary again, honestly.
He's been hampered for a while. But he can come in and play second fiddle and a miss can kick. He'd probably kick 50.
I think he won't have missed much this year, is what I'm saying.
Mm.
In all seriousness, he is a good player, very good player. Potential for that
S word.
And beautiful left footer, is he?
Left footer.
Number 24.
Nat Fyfe, back in the middle. This time last year, he was... they were training him all forward. It was all going to be forward, and it kind of didn't hit the mark.
Though. Is there too much to think about for Nat in terms... You just say, mate, there's a ball. Go get it and bully your way through and just rough a few blokes up.
Yeah, go get it.
Yeah. My young star, or name to remember, I think this guy's going to be injected into that midfield as well, Hayden Young. He's been around for a little bit, but I reckon he's ready to really pop.
Who...
Beautiful kick.
So he goes in, Fyfe goes in.
Because he's off
Sarong, they got Brayshaw.
Yeah, O'Meara plays half forward, I reckon.
Right, okay, so you're wondering who squeezes out because you can only kind of play five or six through there.
Mm.
Will Brody didn't play much last year, so he's probably another one that's in there probably on the depth.
Schultz is a big loss for them, I think.
Well, they win more often than not when he kicks 2+ goals, Lockie Schultz, and he's not there anymore.
We're not talking about the Pies today, but they will be, obviously, I've got my premierships.
Well, they grand final
team
second.
In the Swans, but I think it's out of them and the Pies. But this year, you think a premiership team getting a player like Schultz in as well. Like, that's crazy. Mm. That's pretty unfair, but in a good way.
Well, I think it's just savvy list management.
Yeah. Well, you lose Adams.
Yeah.
But you're getting in. Yeah, it's crazy. It's great.
And they were...
And Ginnivan.
Well, that's exactly right. And they lost Grundy the year before as well. They moved him on. So I think they're just willing to pull the trigger on calls they think that's going to make their club better, which... Mm. I admire.
Yeah, concur. Are we talking Collingwood or are we sticking with Freo? Where you got him?
Freo, I got Freo 14th.
So that was about where they were last year.
Yeah. Oscar McDonald's back as well. I do like the story of Melbourne, VFL, Carlton, VFL.
VFL, Williamstown.
And then Fremantle.
Yeah.
But
it's
again,
fantastic.
Had injury. At,
He's I had his really bad
when
back.
When he finished and then leaves, gets a job, like plays a bit of VFL, freshens up and... No injury.
So what are you saying?
Back in.
Pre-season's too hard. You coaches are working them too hard.
S&C's
are working them a bit hard.
Well, he had a stressy in his back. I remember it was like real, just one of those shockers that you just can't get rid of.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's a
bit of mental stimulation, go out, work.
Oh, maybe he needs a 9-to-5 and just turn up.
Got the 9-to-5.
Turn up at 6.
Run
a lap and into it.
Run a lap, couple of leg swings.
Maybe just get him down to 700s, mate.
The 700s.
Hey, let's get a 700s update.
We need to get it. Look, there's not much of an update at the moment. You guys pull
We've
me
all
out
been
of
involved
it.
In things like the Pearl of Tees, which haven't really taken off. The 700s.
My ahead. List is long, but the
I started the podcast there's, back there's, in 2016. That finished up pretty quickly.
The 700s have been, it's not much biting on that one.
Yeah, fair enough, too. Too many numbers.
Maybe do a poll.
Well, you just wouldn't get a kick, would you?
You have to get down to Flemington Racecourse and get them all on there.
Not enough balls. Not enough balls. Anyway, boys, what's on for the week?
The practice game's on.
Should we go together?
Nah, I've got work to do, but Connor's playing. Big Connor O'Sullivan's going to play against the Baggers down at Icon on Thursday. Ooh, so
I'd go to that.
What other games this weekend? So I think North and Collingwood are the next one, yeah?
That's Wednesday. And then Cats Blues, and then Dogs Hawks Friday. And the rest are all interstate, I'm pretty sure.
How's your crop going? You've got a few drafted. So
yep. Down there at Max Sports.
Let's give a little summation on all of the guys that got drafted. So yep.
Luke Lloyd settled in, obviously, up there, which is really good. And then
they move him into a
He's in with the dock, actually, with three other boys. Wow. Or two other boys, up there. So learning the ropes, trying to find him a car at the moment, actually. So. Maybe you got a Werribee
up in Brisbane.
Never followed up.
He's going really well. Connor O'Sullivan, Grime Myers wanted to offer him a 10-year contract just recently. So
that didn't miss Kane Corns, did it? Yeah.
Can I tell you a little story, actually? We were both at the draft.
Yes.
And I was actually doing a bit of work with the AFL that night. And I was standing.
You and Tony.
Me and Tony. I didn't really get used. They just used Tony. They kept cutting my segments. Anyway. We were there, I was standing there, because the week prior or the week after, I had Joel Selwood on the pod.
Yeah.
So I was standing with him, just having a chat, and we were just talking shop, and then all the Geelong guys were sort of there, like Shannon Byrne and all those boys. And
Shannon Burns.
Well, there's only one of him.
Chet Boyd.
It's only one of him.
Oh, dear.
He's having a shot.
Anyway. I liked it. Shannon Burns.
Yeah.
He was there, and the rest of the recruiting team. Anyway, so... From memory, you'll know this better because you're the manager, but there was a bit of chat, and I was saying before it was a week before we'd had the pod with Connor, you and I, and we're talking, and I was like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, this bloke is just unbelievable, like genuinely the most switched on young kid I've ever spoken to in my life. And I was like talking to the recruiters, and they'd probably, like they already had this in mind anyway, but I was like, mate, fucking did this podcast with Brett the other day with Connor O'Sullivan. I was like, this kid... He's like just a star, mate. I'm using that with him.
Yeah.
He was crazy. You know, if you ever listen to that episode, he was so switched on, so humble, just everything about him. I was like, this guy's going to be incredible. And long story short, they ended up moving a few picks around. There could have been some part about me there, but I think
they've
I had
taken what you said
and changed their picks and then picked him up.
Andrew Mackie, Stephen Wales, they're just you know what? If Dil Buckley rates him with all the footy that he watches, he's our man.
Yeah.
We didn't guarantee that, did
we? Yeah.
That actually happened. I can guarantee the conversation happened, but I agree that it didn't happen. Anyway, that was quite interesting.
Yeah, but he's had a really good preseason, which is good. I think he's finished second or third in their running and all that. Jeez. As a bloke who's 198 going well. Will Graham, really good up at the Suns. He was their last, not their last pick, but they had the three guys that was touted, and then Will was the end of the first round. Really good preseason. Will Rollins is up there as well. He was a rookie taken, Northern Territory kid who moved down to SA to do all of his stuff. And big Lockie Smith, ruckman for the Dogs, he's been going really well as well. Nicknamed Fossil because he looks like he's 40 already, covered in hair and just a really mature head.
I've seen him,
He's a big man. A big boy. He's going to end up being a big lad.
Mm. Still got a bit of growth in him, you reckon?
Potentially,
It's tall. And your one pick that's impressed you the most? One player that's impressed you the most?
Well, Brett spoke about him, the Will Dawson one. He's probably not one that is getting as much airtime as... You know, McKercher and Dersmer and the likes, but he just comes in and absorbs it. And whatever you put in front of him, he does. Right now, he's quite skinny and quite a light frame.
How big is he?
2-0. I think he's 2-0. He's a big boy. 2-3.
Yeah, right. But he's, he's baby face. He's got the braces, but I reckon within 12 to 24 months, if you took a screenshot of what, or you take a photo of him now, before and after, chuck him in a pearl of tea, and it'll be popping into the extra large.
It's December 27 birthday, so he's not far off being drafted. Yeah. For
what
this
is
year's
the date?
Draft.
January 1. Like if you're, right.
Jeez, there you go. So he could be a 17-year-old 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Have to watch it because you had to get an Uber home from training one day. I'll let you down there, Brett. I should be dropping him home. But he hasn't got his license yet.
No, he hasn't got his license yet. I said to him, still got to get his hours
out. We had a chat to him the next day. He's like, oh, how are you going with? Because he's living with Huey Greenwood.
Yeah.
And Huey wasn't there. Huey been good? He goes, yeah. Huey was sick the other day, so I just got an Uber home. I was like, oh, it's a miss by me.
Well, I'm not going to pick him up.
Yeah, come on, man.
Hey, boys, it's been good. Bit rusty with the first episode back. I thought you were good, Brett. Thought you were really good.
I'm looking forward to the blooper reel. The star reel.
This is where Dals comes into his own, doesn't he?
With
your stuff, you just feed him though. Like he's got.
It's
a lot
pretty
to pick
hot
from.
In this room, hey?
is that why you're buggering?
I think I was a bit sauna in here.
We'll have to discuss the sponsorship with fizzy drinks. Is that still happening?
With Bobby?
Yeah.
Yes, we're in.
Maybe just get a Sipsy, mate.
Yeah, Sipsy.
Yeah.
Well, I've got you in the new clubby sports drink.
Until next time.
Yeah. Until next time.
Until you take it off with North.
Well, I'll just have to speak to Stacey again and. Wait to hear back from her, and we'll go from there.
And then it's readjust the time.
Thanks.
If you're looking for some extra cha-ching in your life, try Shopify, the e-commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses. Shopify can give you complete control over your business and brand, letting you manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere in the world. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com.au/deal to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.com.au/DYL, all lowercase.